relief, very significant one for Shropshire. Tax relief under the business expansion scheme is to be abolished in respect of investment in farmland. Could well raise a few eyebrows there. And tax penalties for company car users are to be increased by 10% from April 1985. The other one, of course, having given money with one hand for stamp duty, taking it very much back with the other. New life assurance policies taken out as of midnight tonight will not be subject to tax allowance. They'll get no tax relief if you take out a new life assurance policy, but you will, of course, get it, still get it, on the policy you have already, but it will not now apply to new policies. We'll return you to Alan Jones and bring you more news as and when it comes in.
Sunshine Radio.
For farm gates, hunting gates or garden gates, ring MC Joinery on Lee Botwood 430. MC Joinery have fencing to suit all your needs and offer tongue and groove or close boarded doors for stables, barns or gardens. MC Joinery on Lee Botwood 430 also have a selection of garden furniture and greenhouse tables, in addition to large stocks of stakes, posts, netting, barbed wire and rails. In fact, everything for the farmer with fencing in mind. MC Joinery on Lee Botwood 430 even offer a fence erecting and gate hanging service, and no job is too big or too small. For a friendly, efficient service, contact Martin Coles at MC Joinery on Lee Botwood 430.
At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, you'll find Sheldon's, the friendly butchers, for home-killed beef, lamb and pork, homemade pies and cooked meats. Sheldon's, the friendly butchers, at the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow.
Start your spring gardening now at Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre, Worcester Road, Tenbury Wells.
Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre are agents for seeds by Sutton's, Johnson's and Thompson and Morgan. So you can browse through one of the largest and most comprehensive seed ranges in the area.
When it comes to sowing, Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre offer electric propagators, seed trays, peat pots and seed sowing compost. You can get dahlias, begonias, gladioli, onion sets, shallots and of course seed potatoes. All at Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre.
For outdoor planting, Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre offer a large and varied range of shrubs and ornamental trees, including flowering cherries and silver birch. Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre also have a good selection of fruit trees in stock. Oh, and by the way, they sell paving slabs and garden sheds.
So why not start your spring gardening now at Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre, Worcester Road, Tenbury Wells. Telephone Newnham Bridge 380. They're open 7 days a week.
At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, try Swift's for homemade bread and rolls and locally milled wholemeal. Swift's in the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow.
Paddle Repairs Ludlow are your local motor and light commercial repair specialists. Paddle repairs can be found at Burway Trading Estate, or you can ring them on Ludlow 4101. They specialise in all types of body repairs, from that small scratch to major insurance repairs. Paddle Repairs in Ludlow will repair your British, continental or Japanese car to a very high standard, and all their work is fully guaranteed. They have body jig and pulling equipment, are metallic paint specialists and offer a 24-hour recovery service. Paddle Repairs, Burway Trading Estate, telephone Ludlow 4101, or after 6 p.m. and at weekends, contact Tony on Ludlow 3949. Paddle Repairs, Ludlow, your local motor body repair specialists.
Sunshine Radio.
I heard it on the airwaves. Sunshine Radio's budget special. This budget day, 9 minutes to five. Alan Jones with the music. That's Reflex on the Politics of Dancing. More budget news with Steve.
Thank you very much, Alan. VAT, no change in the 15% rate, and the zero rating on building alterations has been abolished. So if you're having building alterations, you will now be getting VAT on them. The big ones that people were waiting for, cigarettes and spirits. Well, beer, he's agreed with the EEC, or had to conform with the EEC ruling, and beer is going up by the minimum amount that they specified, tuppence a pint up on beer, tenpence a bottle, including VAT, up on spirits. Cigarettes are going up tenpence a packet, typical price of packet of cigarettes from £1.19 to £1.23. No change in pipe tobacco, but cigarettes, a similar increase for hand rolling tobacco for cigarettes, but no change in pipe tobacco. Coming on to wine, and he's dropped the price of wine by 18 pence per bottle. So if you're a wine drinker, good news for you there. Petrol will be increased by 4.5 pence per gallon. Derv, 3.5 pence per gallon. Coming on to the other one, of course, though, the excise duty has been abolished on paraffin. He says this will especially help pensioners. Big one coming in, VAT, the 15% rate will apply from, I think it was May the 1st, I just missed the flash, May the 1st, will now apply to takeaway food. Now, up until now, of course, takeaway food has been exempt from VAT. That will change as of May the 1st, and VAT will apply at 15% to takeaway food. Going back to what I said, excise duty abolished on paraffin. This will especially help pensioners, paraffin and kerosene. Excise duties. Sue, what have you got on those? Have you got that one? Yes?
Right, just a couple of modifications actually, Steve. Cider is up threepence a pint, that comes under the alcohol heading, and also the rises in petrol and derv, they will take effect from 6 o'clock p.m. Now this applies to refinery deliveries as from 6 o'clock p.m. and there'll be no rise in industrial oil use, because that would hit industry rather more heavily. There's been some changes in vehicle excise. Cars and light vans, the excise duty will rise to £90. Not much of a surprise there, most people anticipated that. There will be a reduction in duty for lighter lorries and corresponding increases instead for heavier lorries, although the Chancellor hasn't gone into detail about that yet. VAT will be abolished on handicapped vehicles, and this also will be extended to car tax, so handicapped vehicles will not pay VAT or car tax.
And all the exemption also applies to all recipients of War Pensioners Supplement. So a few handbacks there. We're still, of course, waiting to find out what's going to happen to the Direct R. We've just had it. No change in income tax rates. No change in income tax rates, but we're still waiting to see if there is going to be a change in the threshold for tax. We haven't got that one yet. If the actual threshold at which taxation starts is going to be increased, we will find that out and bring it to you as soon as we do. In the meantime, it's back to Alan. Shoots the beam.
before 5, Sunshine Radio, 299 metres, 1017 kilohertz, channel 55, budget day today, and the latest word on that from Steve Powell.
Thanks very much, Alan. Well, as we said, we have now got the figures for the tax thresholds. Although the rate, the percentage rate, hasn't been altered, the tax thresholds have been increased. And Nigel Lawson says there are excellent prospects for more income tax cuts in 1985. The age allowance, first of all, the single age allowance goes to 2,490, the married to 3,955. The higher rate of tax will now start at 15,400 and the top rate at 38,100. The basic one that affects the average man in the street, the personal allowance, he's more than double the inflation rate, 12.5% or 7% in real terms. For a single man, the basic tax threshold, in other words, the amount of money you can earn before you start paying tax, is increased by £220 to 2,005. And for a married couple, it's increased by £360 to £3,155. So some good news there, although, as we say, it looks as if there's a lot more going to be taken away with VAT going on takeaway foods and higher prices on cigarettes, whiskey, spirits, and petrol and road funds, of course. When anything else comes in, we will bring it, and we will, of course, bring you a summary, if possible, in our 5:30 main news bulletin.
Sunshine Radio.
Care by Lawrence at Flair. That's on the corner of Broad Street and Brand Lane, Ludlow. Gentlemen, let Angela or Colette style or cut your hair. Hair by Lawrence at Flair. Telephone Ludlow 3852. They're open 9 till 6 every day except Wednesday, and you don't have to make an appointment. Hair by Lawrence at Flair.
Ludlow Home Care, Shropshire's new DIY superstore. Open 6 days a week.
Late shopping till 8 p.m. on Fridays.
We have the best selection of wallpaper and paint in the area, and very special limited offers include from stock Dulux Weather Shield, Santex and Home Charm Weathercoat.
Anaglyptus from 99p and Terrazza Tile on a Roll, only £6.99.
Around 200 different patterned wallpapers to choose from, and a new selection of colourful vinyl wall coverings arriving soon.
Conti board, timber, ply and wallboards, all extra.
Ready assembled occasional furniture in white and teak.
Pine chests and wardrobes.
Bathroom cabinets and shower curtains, all at discount prices.
We have the Red Ring Super 7 electric shower on special offer at £59.
Tiles from £3.50 a box, and Queen Anne bed headboards in Draylon from £10.95.
Kitchen and bathroom displays are in our showroom, and we offer free planning and will arrange professional installation.
Swiss curtain poles and rails, still at 20% discount.
Bargains galore in all departments, so why not call and see for yourself, or telephone Dave Bowen on Ludlow 4554.
There is ample car parking just outside the shop front, so remember the name, Ludlow Home Care at Ludford Bridge.
Do you want your septic tank siphoned, slurry shifted, or your muck spread? Are you fed up with a festering cesspit, which only gets worse in the summer heat with myriad flies spreading diseases? Do you hate getting dung all over your boots when you have to sort out your slurry pit? Well, look no further than MS and EM Patrick of Marlbrook Farm, Leinster. They can do all those smelly jobs you hate, but only charge low rates. And they don't leave you in manky, mucky overalls to get clean, neither. They also repair domestic and farm septic tanks within 24 hours, even if they're caked with aging guano and really foul. So if your soak away won't soak away, or your drains don't drain, just ring MS and EM Patrick on Leinster 3371, 24 hours a day. MS and EM Patrick, Marlbrook Farm, Leinster. Telephone 3371, MS and EM. Muck spreaders and effluent movers for farms or households. Nothing too smelly or rancid.
Hey, Tommy, nowadays lots of things come in bottles.
Morley milk comes in bottles, Tommy. So what, you may well ask? Well, Morley milk is local and it's freshly bottled daily for local people, and we think that's important. So does Payne's Dairy. They deliver the milk fresh from Morley Town Farm overlooking Clibbury Mortimer to your door. Tony and Pat are at your service. If you want pasteurised, green-top, sterilised milk or fresh double cream, they will deliver to your door. And as if that isn't enough, they also have on board a selection of soft drinks, eggs and even pre-packed potatoes.
Contact Payne's Dairy now. Telephone Tony or Pat on Rock 266205.
They have a lot of bottles, and I'm not a little liar.
When you stand on top of the hill, Titterston, apart from the breeze and slight chill at this time of the year, you can gaze down on one of the most beautiful views anywhere. A view that extends for mile after mile. Shropshire, Sunshine Land. Just think how many pairs of human ears there must be down there. A heck of a lot. Most of whom, it seems, tune to Sunshine Radio at some time during the day. How many are listening now? You for one. Sunshine Radio. What an opportunity to advertise your products or services. So advertise them on Sunshine Radio. Telephone Sunshine Sales on Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. For Shropshire Scenery and Sunshine Radio. We're proud of them both.
Sunshine Radio.
That's a fine record to be playing at tea time, I suppose. Matt Bianco's Get Out Your Lazy Bed. Sunshine this budget Tuesday, the 13th of March, at 5:08. If you've just got in and you're wondering what the Chancellor Nigel Lawson has done for us, you'll hear a full rundown of the fiscal measures that he has proposed and implemented in the 5:30 news summary with Steve the Pal in about 22 minutes from now. I was just trying to organise. I've just been flashed. I've been flashed. I said, no, you cannot take my photograph to one of my fellow disc jockeys, and I've just been done. Hope it wasn't the back of the head where it's all going thin, because that would be embarrassing. Anyway, what was I going to say? Yes, I was composing this limerick while Steve was going through Nigel Lawson's changes, and the trouble is I can't finish it. I've got four lines of this limerick. Just been flashed again. Will you stop that, please? Right, now then, I've got four lines of a limerick. I'd dearly love you to finish it off for me, because I can't do it. Just cannot get the rhyme right. There was a Tory Chancellor called Lawson. Duty on the spirit, seat force on. The road fund went soaring, slapped a tax on the boring. And I can't do the last line, so I'm sorry about that. Can you finish it off for me, please? Let's also do the spelling bee, just a touch late. Let's get that organised. Six words for you to spell, Shropshire, at 5:09. So if you get your pencil and paper organised, I'll give you those in about 3 minutes from now. In the meantime, as I say on all the good radio programmes, more music right now. Hello, Martin. Here's the Alan Parsons Project and their new single, Don't Answer Me. sunshine on a Tuesday afternoon at 5:13, and that's the Alan Parsons Project, and don't answer me. Now, the Sunshine Spelling Bee competition, just a touch late, but it's not my fault it's late. It's that Mr. Lawson bloke. You just complain to him if you wanted your spelling bee at 5:10. Got our 6 words organized for you now on that particular competition, so if your pencil and papers are ready and you're in spelling mode, and off we jolly well go. That's somebody else's phrase as well. Word number one is definitely. That's the one. Word number one, definitely. I've got a feeling that 2 of these are difficult and 4 of these are easy. You'll have no trouble with this today, really. Word number two is memento. A memento is the word. Word number three, going to try and catch you out. Leicestershire. That one's quite easy, really. Word number three is Leicestershire. Word number four is resuscitate. Now, I thought I wasn't going to be able to say that one because it's got a bit too many susses in it, but I managed it this time. Let's try it again. Resuscitate is word number four. Word number five is Qatar.
Sound effects. Hey, do that again.
Oh, my God. Powell, he went off the scale then. Word number five was Qatar. Well, my guitar gently weeps. And word number six is receipt. You won't get that one right, because that's an easy one, which actually is a difficult one, because you always spell that one wrong. Receipt is word number six. That's your spelling bee today. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. Just checking through the latest budget information here. The Chancellor seems to have taxed all the 5 senses of the body and the weather as well. There's nothing left in this life, is there? Here's the weather girls.
Hi, we're your weather girls.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you.
You better listen.
Get ready, all your lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
It's rising.
Have only got one thing on their mind, which is a very strange place to have it, if I may say so. The Weather Girls and It's Raining Men. Happy 21st birthday today to Ian Martin from Middleton, who's 21 today. Ding! And all that. I have no doubt, Ian, you'll be going out a bit later on this evening and getting completely Mozart. Just maybe the odd lemon and lime or two this evening. And good luck to you as well. Anyway, happy birthday message coming in from Mum and Dad, Brian and Josie, Trudy, Pam, Bob, Hazel, Rebecca and Sharon. 18 minutes past five. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
You want to have a go at the old spelling bee, do you? Would you describe yourself as an intellectual, then, Tony?
Not really.
Not really. Upper, middle or lower class? Or just merely a better class of person? Who's that? Is that you having a little snigger there?
It was.
You've got the giggles on the Wallace.
It's no good to talk about classes these days. We all work for a living.
I'm not getting involved in that point because I'm bound to get into serious trouble. Let's quickly turn to the spelling bee while I extract myself from the mire. Word number one, Tony, is definitely.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
Word number two is memento.
O-M-O-M-E-N-T-O.
Word number three is Leicestershire.
L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R-S-H-I-R-E.
Word number four, then, is resuscitate.
R-E-S-U-S-C-I-T-A-T-E.
Word number five on the spelling bee today, Qatar.
C-A-T-A-R-R-H.
And word number six on the B today is receipt.
R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
The good news
is you got five of them right. And the bad news, you got one of them wrong. I hate to say this, Tony, but goodbye, Tony. Bye. Tembury Wells, 811306. One of those six was wrong. I'll be coy. I shan't tell you yet which one is wrong. See if you can nick in and take that prize.
Sunshine Radio.
Brighton Contractors of Prestine offer the complete farm service. Give them a ring on Prestine 267774. Fertilising, ploughing, working down, tractor hire, Brighton Contractors of Prestine. Hedge trimming, and listen, Brighton Contractors offer the complete service in hay harvesting equipment. In fact, if you're a farmer, you need us. So remember, even if you're the smallest or the largest landowner, Brighton Contractors of Prestine can help you now. So telephone Prestine 267774. Bengries of Leinster are agents for Peugeot Talbot cars. Come and test drive the Samba three-door hatchback, Horizon, Solara, Alpine and the Go Anywhere Rancho. Bengries of Leinster have the cars and the backup for trouble-free motoring. Bengries for Vauxhall Opel. The Nova, the smallest front-wheel drive three-door hatchback and two-door saloon. The Astra, Cavalier, Manta Sports, Carlton, Senator and the Monza, the biggest in the range. Bengries have the cars and the petrol to go in them. Bengries are open 7 days a week. There's also a selection of fine used cars. Contact Colin Jones at Bengries of Leinster. Telephone Leinster 2337. Glazewright of Ludlow, incorporating daylight windows.
Glazewright are at St John's Lane in Ludlow and have all your glazing needs, including all types of mirrors and glass at competitive prices. Distance is no object for delivery and finest quality fitting is available by our own craftsmen.
Are you thinking of replacing those old and drafty windows? Then contact Daylight Windows at Glazewright in St John's Lane, Ludlow. Telephone 4129.
Daylight Windows can supply all types of windows and doors, double or single glazed, in UPVC, white or anodized aluminium, hard or softwood, and offer free surveys and quotations without obligation.
Pay less and forget the rest. Daylight Windows at Glazewright, St John's Lane, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4129.
For the best attention that your money can buy, let Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre replace your time-expired grass-cutting machinery with a new Honda, Mountfield or Westwood. Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre will demonstrate the machine of your choice on the acres of grass here at Burford and guarantee you don't buy a pig in a poke. For keen prices, the Westwood offer of free accessories and to try before you buy, come along to Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre at Burford and they'll let you mow their grass before you mow yours. Don't forget, they'll also service your existing garden machinery and also stock McCulloch chainsaws. You know where they are, at Treasures of Tembury in Burford, or ring them on Ludlow 810816. That's Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre for all your garden machinery needs.
You're better off
when the music's on.
Sunshine Radio, the leader.
Errol Brown, you know, he goes over the top. Girl Crazy from Hot Chocolate Sunshine this Tuesday Budget Day. Alan Jones here until 7 this evening doing the spelling bee. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Now then, you had a go at the old abbreviations yesterday and did fairly well, so I'm fairly confident, you know, that today might just be a double. You're gonna really show off now on the spelling. What do you think?
I'm willing to have a bash, though.
You were willing to have a bash yesterday, but the trouble is that the person who got bashed was me, because you had a right old go at me yesterday.
Yeah, well, I might have another go at you tonight, because I still got one in, got it in for you lot up
you,
there.
infamy, they've all got it in for me. Right, spelling bee then, Wendy, word number one, definitely.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
Word number two is memento.
M-O-M-E-N-T-O.
Word number three is Leicestershire.
L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R-S-H-I-R-E.
Word number four is resuscitate.
R-E-S-U-S-C-I-T-A-T-E.
Word number five on the spelling bee, Qatar.
C.
you're wronger than wrong, because you've changed one of the ones that was right into one that's wrong. So it's now 4 out of 6 you got there. Are you disappointed?
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, Wendy, don't do that.
I will.
Oh, dear. Bye, Wendy.
Half an hour. Goodbye.
Oh, dear. Tembury Wells, 811306. The spelling bee is going to have some fun today by the seam of it. Only 4 out of 6. There, we got 2 to sort out. 5:27. Taking us to news time, here's Redbone from 1971 and the Witch Queen of New Orleans.
Mari, 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 she'll put a spell on you. Mari, 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 she'll put a spell on you. Mari, 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 she's the Witch Queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans.
Here on Radio News, the time 5:30, the date Tuesday, the 13th of March. This is Steve Powell reporting once again, and we'll have a brief summary of the news for you, a look at the racing results, and of course the main news of the day here. It's affected us all, I think. The budget.
The jingles are devalued,
yes. The budget proposals, which, first of all, though, we'll cover the rest of the news and come on to the budget in a moment. A former UDR soldier has been shot dead in County Fermanagh, close to the border. 28-year-old Mr. Ronald Funston was gunned down by 2 men at Pettigo after police warned of a new campaign by the IRA to provoke loyalists into reaction. Ulster Secretary James Pryor said undercover operations would be stepped up in the province, but warned people to stay on their guard. A number of people have been arrested by police hunting the killers of Mays Prison Deputy Governor Mr. William McConnell, who was shot dead a week ago. A major breakthrough in curbing soaring EEC farm spending has been achieved after 30 hours of talks in Brussels. Farm ministers have agreed to cut dairy costs and surpluses, reducing the milk lake and butter mountain. It's seen as a vital step to reforming the common agricultural policy, but the deal is conditional on other reforms being agreed at next week's summit. Agriculture Minister Michael Jopling said that butter prices in Britain would not rise. Mrs. Thatcher has told MPs that an overwhelming majority of people would back police action in dealing with picket violence in the miners' strike. She added that an overwhelming majority of miners would support it as well. She said she hoped Labour leader Neil Kinnock would also condemn intimidation and violence on picket lines. Mr. Kinnock replied that he had always done so, even if it occurs by people in the face of destruction of their jobs. Miners' leaders in Yorkshire today lifted restrictions on flying pickets being sent to other coalfields to escalate the strike over pit closures. Shortly afterwards, the pickets hit two more pits in the East Midlands, and the NCB confirmed production had halted. Their action had earlier hit two of the Nottinghamshire pits, Harworth yesterday and Beavercoats this morning. Meanwhile, the Coal Board said the situation in the industry today was slightly worse than yesterday, with 104 pits idle compared with 91. Actor Arnold Ridley, who played Doddery Private Godfrey in the Dad's Army television series, has died in hospital aged 88. Mr. Ridley, who was wounded three times in World War I, had been unsteady on his feet for some years and had been in hospital for about a week. He first appeared on stage in 1913, but was a noted writer with 30 plays, such as The Ghost Train and Keepers of Youth, to his credit. His death diminishes still further the number of survivors from the original cast of Dad's Army. John Lemessurier, John Laurie, Arthur Lowe and James Beck have all died. Well, of course, the main news of the day, the budget. Summarising, cigarettes up, petrol and drinks to cost more, life insurance relief goes, tax thresholds up. We've got some of the details here now. First of all, let's have a look at the take measures. Well, there's 10 pence on a packet of cigarettes and proportionate increases in hand-rolling tobacco and cigars, but there's no increase on pipe tobacco. Petrol is up 4.5 pence a gallon. DERV is up 3.5 pence a gallon. That's as from refinery deliveries from 6 p.m. this evening. Vehicle excise is up. Cars and light vans up to £90. There is an increase on duty for heavier lorries, but the Chancellor didn't quote a figure for that. Moving to the drink section, beer is up tuppence a pint, which is the minimum increase demanded by the European Economic Community. Beer up tuppence a pint, cider up 3 pence a pint, spirits up 10 pence a bottle. Some cheer there, not quite as much as people had hoped for. Anticipated. Fortified wine and sparkling wine, sherry, all those, they're also up 10 pence a bottle. Tax thresholds have gone up. The single man's allowance up to £2,005, a married man's allowance to £3,155. That's a 12.5% increase, 7% in real terms. There are also increases in the age allowances. The higher income tax rate now applies at £15,400, the top rate at £38,100. VAT will now apply to takeaway food from May the 1st. That was a very, very significant one, applying to takeaway food from May the 1st. And there'll be no tax relief on any new life insurance policies. If you have a life insurance policy, you will still be able to get tax relief on it, but not if you have a new one taken out as of midnight tonight. You will not be able to get any more tax relief on that. On the negative side, or rather on the give side, national insurance surcharge has been abolished as from October, and the duty on kerosene has been abolished, one which Chancellor Nigel Lawson said would probably help considerable numbers of old people, pensioners who rely on paraffin heaters for their heat. So the duty on kerosene, paraffin, is to be abolished. There's a reduction on the road fund licence for lighter lorries. That'll be compensated by an increase on heavier lorries. VAT and car tax abolished on vehicles for the handicapped. And at as a gesture for the drinkers, if you're a wine drinker, the consolation, your wine is down 18 pence a bottle. That again, in line with EEC recommendations. All war pensioner supplements have extended VAT relief for the handicapped. The tax penalties for company car users are up by 10% from April 1985. Sorry, the tax allowances, I thought that was actually rather than tax penalties. I'm just checking that, and I'm not quite sure. I thought I had that down as an allowance, but we'll have to check that. I must have misread that one. I thought that meant that the allowance was up by 10%, but I was obviously wrong on that. This year's national savings target is likely to be achieved, and the target for the coming year will be the same, £3 billion. Tax at source now on bank account interest currently only applies to building societies. Non-taxpayers will continue to get gross interest from national savings accounts. A big one, of course, of great interest to first-time home buyers and also people who dabble in stocks and shares. Stamp duty is to be halved to 1%. That'll apply immediately to stock exchange deals and from March the 20th to other transactions. Home buyers, the threshold for stamp duty has been increased to £5,000 by £5,000 rather to £30,000. So you will not now pay stamp duty unless the house is £30,000 or more. This means that 90% of first-time buyers will not have to pay stamp duty. Mr. Lawson says the measures announced in this budget will be broadly neutral for 1984-5, but they will reduce taxation in 1985-6 by over £1.75 billion. He says there should be room for further tax cuts throughout the remainder of the Parliament. Return now to the rest of the news. And it's racing. Oh, I'm getting very, very confused. I must apologise, but we've got bits of paper flying all over the place we've had this afternoon. Return now and racing. And there was good news for a local horse at Cheltenham. I'll tell you about that in a minute. First of all, the Sedgefield results. Sedgefield, where the going ended up good to soft. And the 2 o'clock was won by number 19, Bobbing Star, 7-2 favourite. 1, Bedlam Hill, 7-1. 21, Priestcroft Boy, 12-1. And 5, My Habit, 5-1. 21 ran. My tip came third at 12-1. We got a winner in the 2:30 with number 1, Mr. Dean Top, at 4-1. Number 2, Mainsforth Queen, 5-1. And 4, Barley Break, 6-1 was third. 12 ran. Non-runner number 18. The 3 o'clock, won by number 6, Stand Back, the 6-4 favourite, which was also my tip. The second was number 11, Straw Hill, at 7-1. Third, number 3, Twyflight, 6-1, 10 ran. The 3:40, number 8, Coeur Valiant, 14-1. 13, Go On Joe, 8-1. 11, Frosty Touch, 7-2, 12 ran. The 4:10, 6, King Tud, 16-1. 11, Golden Lane, 25-1. 3, The Wrestler, 12-1, and 12 ran. The 4:45 from Sedgefield, number 9, Roman Mariner, 6-5 on favourite. 13, Dinah D, 33-1, and 1, Canisser, 8-1, 14 ran. And we won that one as well. Moving to Cheltenham now, where we had a winner in the 2:15 with number 4, Brown's Gazette, 11-2. 10, Kielby Cavalier, 50-1. 18, Townley Stone, 130 favourite, 18 ran. The going at Cheltenham, incidentally, was good. The 2:50, number 1, Bob Sline, 5-4 favourite. 6, Noddy's Ride, 7-4, which was my suggestion. And 9, Voice of Progress, 6-1. 8 ran, non-runner number 3, and rule 4 doesn't apply. The 3:30, 16, Dawn Run, 5-4 on favourite. 5, Simer, 66-1. And 15, Very Promising, 16-1. 14 ran, non-runner number 11. That, of course, was the champion hurdle with £36,000 for the winner. The 4:05, number 5, Gay Chance, 5-1. 6, Goldspun, 20-1. 2, Daring Run, 8-1. 15, Mayotte, 7-1. 14 ran, non-runner number 8. And the 4:40 was won by a local horse, number 5, Broomy Bank, at 16-1. Second, number 9, Honourable Man, 10-1. Third, number 4, Sicilian Answer, 7-1. 14, Planet Man, at 7-1, was fourth. 18 ran. Broomy Bank there. Owned by Captain Lumsden of Henley Hall, who's won himself £8,336 for that. It's trained by John Edwards of Ross on Wye. And we've just had the result of the 5:15 in. I've got the names. I'll try and give you the numbers in a minute. They're fairly easy, actually, so I won't bother with the numbers. But the winner was number of the 5:15 at Cheltenham was Mossy Moore at 11-2. Second was Oyster Pond, 12-1. And third, Cathy's Lad at 12-1. And 13 ran that race. That's the 5:15 at Cheltenham. Finally, after a marathon day here in the newsroom, we'll give you the weather. Tonight, it's just going to be mainly dry and cold. The winds, moderate, northeasterly, and a minimum overnight temperature, 2 degrees centigrade. The time now on this budget day, 5:42. This has been Steve Powell for Sunshine Radio, News, Weather and Sport together.
Sunshine Radio.
Exactly how bad you got it. I heard the budget news in Steve Powell's roundup there. 13 before 6, Nick Kershaw's Wouldn't It Be Good, number 4 this week in the chart. The Sunshine Spelling Bee is certainly giving you a certain amount of interest today. Dot, you know all the answers, don't you?
I hope so.
Now, I'm glad to hear, actually, that you're a fine voice again. You definitely have been suffering these last couple of days, haven't you?
Well, nearly 3 weeks, actually.
3 weeks, was it? You were croaking like a good 'un last week down the telephone to me, but you sound a lot better, a lot more normal, certainly more power in the voice. Feeling more like yourself, are you?
Well, I was until this morning. I had an accident on the way home from work, and I've just got back from the hospital.
Your middle name isn't Frank and Spencer by any chance, is it? Talk about accident prone. Let's get this spelling bee sorted quick, Dot, before something else happens, like the roof of your house caves in or something, eh?
Okay.
Right, number one is definitely...
D-E-S-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
Dot, you always give me great confidence in your spelling, because you know exactly what you're doing, don't you? Memento.
M-E-M-E-N-T-O.
Oh, Dot, you really put the emphasis on that E there, didn't you? They were all saying, oh, weren't they?
Roger?
No, I'm not Roger. It's Alan. Honest.
I know.
Oh, you're just winding me up. That's what. I refuse to be wound up today. I'm in a good mood today. I don't know what. I've had a hard day today, but I'm in a good mood now. Leicestershire.
L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R-S-H-I-R-E.
I think you're going to get all six. I'm convinced. Resuscitate.
R-E-S-U-S-C-I-T-A-T-E.
You lost your place then for a minute, didn't you? I know what you're trying to say, though. Qatar is number five.
C-A-T-A-R-R-H.
And number six was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
Absolutely right, Dot. Thanks very much for that. Shropshire, we've sorted it out at last. That's the spelling bee. Dot, you knew all along, didn't you? How do you spell receipt, then, if you can't spell supercalifragilistic the way I said?
You asked for the last one, didn't you? And I hadn't got that one, definitely.
You just ignored me totally, didn't you?
Of course I did. Well, I gave you the sixth answer, didn't I?
There's no arguing with that. Dot, there's no getting round you at all, is there? No getting round you at all. Do you want to say hi to anybody on the radio that you know?
Yeah. Edna around the corner, who I've been working with.
Mm-hmm.
Pauline.
Yeah. What have you been doing with Edna, if you'll pardon the expression?
Picking daffodils.
Picking daffodils. Bit of flower power.
Roger D.
No, Roger D? No, Alan Jones. Please, leave it out, will you? You haven't got green fingers, have you, Dot?
No.
You haven't got green... You mean you washed them, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just tight buds now.
What's that?
Just tight buds.
Tight buds.
Not green fingers.
I'm not going to take this any further. Okay, Dot, thanks very much for your call. Now, you stay on the line, I'll take your particulars, all right? Ooh, the last person who I said that to said, ooh, as if there was something very naughty going to happen to them down the telephone. They were so disappointed when it was only me talking to them. But you can't complain, really. Well, what's the time now? 6:10, and I think it's high time that the Sunshine Super Bingo was got underway, and we'll start that in about 5 minutes or so, actually. If you're wondering what has become of the news quiz, I'm resting that this week, just having a go with this Super Bingo, and I'll explain how that works. If you missed it yesterday, it's very complicated. It took me at least 2 hours to think the game up, but it takes at least 4 hours to explain it, so I want you paying attention about 5 minutes, okay? After we've had one of these.
Sunshine Radio.
Lovely lawn, George.
Yeah, it is now. Weren't always like that, though.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, George?
Borrowed old Tom's mower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Left the lawn looking like Wembley.
Oh, good.
A dog track.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, George?
Bought a Dick's mower. Got a kick start, that is.
Oh, yeah?
Had to kick it all round the garden to start it.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, George?
Borrowed Ali's mower.
Oh, yeah?
Cut the long grass all right.
Oh, good.
Chucked it all over the flower beds.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, George?
Well, I had to go and borrow one, didn't I?
Oh, dear. So what'd you get?
Mountfield.
Mountfield?
Mountfield.
Ah. Lovely lawn, George.
Yeah.
Could I borrow your mower, George?
Oh, no.
Mountfield. Mowers to swear by. Not at.
And you can get your Mountfield mower at G. Brian Jones, Love Lane, Bishop's Castle. Telephone Bishop's Castle, 638-647. Don't let the grass grow under your feet. Get your Mountfield from G. Brian Jones, Love Lane, Bishop's Castle.
Hair by Lawrence at Flair, the family hairstylists on Ludlow 3852. Flair, on the corner of Broad Street and Brand Lane, Ludlow. The family hairstylists, open 9 till 6 every day except Wednesday. Hair by Lawrence at Flair. Telephone Ludlow 3852. The family hairstylists, where you don't have to make an appointment.
Oh.
Ludlow's own domestic appliance spare centre, 148 Corp Street, Ludlow. We are the main agents for most leading electrical manufacturers. The Domestic Appliance Spare Centre, Ludlow.
Don't scrap it, repair it. Vacuum cleaner serviced or repaired, usually within 24 hours, on our own premises. The Domestic Appliance Centre, Corp Street, Ludlow, offer a selection of remanufactured vacuum cleaners. Prices start at £29.95. Also, twin tub and automatic washing machines by Economa of Craven Arms from £89.95. That's right, £89.95, fully guaranteed.
Remember, we stock parts for most domestic appliances. The Domestic Appliance Spare Centre, 148 Corp Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 5636. That's Ludlow 5636.
Ladies' Fashions, High Street, Ironbridge. Next door to Riley and Constantine, the flower shop. Ladies' Fashions offer a wide range of fashionable spring dresses, jumpers and cardigans, underwear, housecoats, nightdresses and even stockings and tights. Ladies' Fashions have all this and more at High Street, Ironbridge, and they cater for sizes 10 to 30. That's outsize. Ladies' Fashions have a range of household linen and are open 9 till 5, Monday to Saturday, with late shopping on Fridays. Telephone Ladies' Fashions on Ironbridge 3520. Ladies' Fashions and Riley and Constantine, together for flowers and fashions at High Street, Ironbridge. Telephone 3520.
Looks like it's over. You knew I couldn't stay.
Barbara John with Sad Eyes. Got two from Claire Walker's Top 10, her favourite records of all time, coming about 10 minutes past 6. About 20 past 6, we'll hear the brand new Top 3, the new record chart, playing numbers 3, 2 and 1. Talking of playing, I think it's high time that we play the Sunshine Super Bingo. But first, let's do this. The Duty Chemists in Shropshire. In Ludlow, it's Mellings of the Cross, open until 6.30 tonight. In Church Tretton, it's Beardsley's of Sanford Avenue, open again until half past 6. In Craven Arms, it's H.L. Pugh of the Corvedale Road. In Bishop's Castle, Comston Gordy of the High Street. And in Tenbury Wells, Kings of Team Street. All of them locked open twixt now and 6.30 this evening. Had a telephone call a second ago from Warren from Kidderminster, and he's got a homework problem. He's doing his maths homework now. He's very keen to get it over with. I mean, it's before 6 yet. You've got all evening to do it, Warren, but he's stuck on one of the questions, and he rang me to see if I knew the answer, and I don't. I'm quite thick, really, when it comes to problems. I pretend to know a great deal, but actually, when it comes down to the crunch, I know very little. So, Shropshire, I want you to help me, please. Is it possible to have 200 degrees in a quadrilateral? I asked the engineer, who is very intelligent, and he said, with great confidence, yes. So, please, can we make the answer yes? Otherwise, he'll be embarrassed. Right, let's play the Sunshine Super Bingo game. Sunshine Radio brings you the latest word in radio competitions. I have a special bingo card in front of me, with numbers on it, like a bingo card, except it's an Irish one, hasn't got all the numbers, only got numbers on it from 1 to 15. So those numbers are arranged in three lines of four, which, as you can realise, only means that 12 numbers are used up. Three numbers in the sequence between 1 and 15, therefore, are dead. Are you following this? Got a card, you see, 12 squares, three lines of four, and 1 to 15 are the numbers used up, except there are three missing, and therefore, three numbers are dead. To get a full house on this game and win the startling prize, you've got to select your number between 1 and 15. If it's on the card, you'll be asked a question relating to the number, depending on the position on the card, you see. If the number is on the top line, the question will be an easy one. If the number is on the bottom line, the question will be a hard one. If the number you ask for is on the card on the middle line, it'll be a middling question. Only one catch, really. If the number you pick is dead, in other words, it's one of those three numbers between 1 and 15 that haven't been used up and aren't on the card, you're out of the game and the next person can take over. Similarly, if you answer a question incorrectly or cannot answer, the next caller will take over. A full house will win. Now, I'm going to pick the first number tonight because I feel like having a go at this, and so the number I'm going to pick is 6, which, if you've been marking out your grids, you'll find 6 as the second one from the left on the middle line. So it's a middling question. And the middling question is, what is the county town of Devon? Tenbury Wells, 811306, to start the Sunshine Super Bingo.
Thank you.
That's Van Halen's Jump. I tell you what, when the boss on this station says jump, I usually say, how high, sir? Also, when this gentleman comes on the telephone, I usually have to jump. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Oh, you sound very, very abrupt now. Have I upset you already?
No, not at all.
You're all right, are you?
Yes, fine.
Because normally you come on and you have a go at me, and I have a go at you, and we generally end up putting the phone down on each other and things like that. Which reminds me, the other day you did just that.
Oh,
of course it was, sir. Now then, on this dreadful bingo game, which took me hours to sort out, question number 6, sir, what is the county town of Devon?
Exeter.
Right, that's question. Have you got the little card in front of you? Have you drawn it all up? Are you doing it all from memory?
Oh, it's memory. I've got a lot of numbers written down here.
Oh, yeah, so number 6 has just been crossed through of it.
I've got to write 1 to 15, is it?
Well, it might just help you. Yeah, I would think it might. Now, pick another number, then, between 1 and 15.
9.
Number 9 is on the card, and it's an easy one. It's the third one along on the top row, if you are marking the card, so to speak. You should really say doctor's orders, number 9, Martin. You're not entering into the spirit of this at all, are you?
No.
Oh, dear. Now, this is an easy question. In which can would you find the Pope?
The Vatican.
I know, that's an awful pun, isn't it? But... I wish I hadn't thought of that question. I actually thought that one up by myself on Sunday afternoon. Shows how I waste my time at the weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right, that is obviously right. That's the can you'll find the Pope in, the Vatican. Oh, it makes you cringe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Puts you off your food. If you're eating now and you've just been put off by me, then I'm sorry, but it's not my fault, really. Another number, sir. 12 is on the card, and it's in the bottom right-hand corner. And is it on the bottom row? It's a hard question. I'm delighted to ask you a hard question, Martin, because I know you always get these right. You're very good at these. Right. Which can do you associate with Liberace? Cause you to think, methinks?
Which can?
It's another one of these can words, you see. Which can do you associate with Liberace? The man with the sincere smile, the sparkling shirts... And the grand piano, and the what on the grand piano?
Oh, the candelabra.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't get that, but you did. I gave it away, didn't I, really?
You did. It's very, very kind of you.
Oh, I'm sure that my kindness won't last very long. So that's the box at the bottom right-hand side, for those who are actually marking the card. That's where question 12 is. Now then, you've got 3 under your belt. Another number, please, remembering that 6, 9, and 12 have gone. Number 3 is also on the card, and that's in the bottom left-hand corner, and it's another hard one.
Okay.
You sound a bit depressed now. Now then, name 2 TV competition shows hosted by Huey Green on ITV.
Well, he doesn't do them anymore.
I know, but he did do, Martin.
Oh, well, opportunity knocks.
Yes, thank you tremendously, Martin. Actually, there were 2 others which I can remember. And...
Hang on.
He's thinking. Martin is thinking. Have we got all day?
Is it Sky is the Limit?
Yes. Yes, absolutely right. The Sky is the Limit. He's giving away travel, wasn't he, or something like that?
Yeah.
And there was the other one, of course, Double Your Money.
Oh, that's right.
From a very long time ago. But, of course, you're not that old, are you? Are you?
I don't know.
You went fairly quiet then. So that one is right. And so that's question 3 under the belt. So 3, 6, 9 and 12. You're doing this logically, Martin, which is bound to fool me because I do everything in a completely random fashion. Pick another number, please.
15.
You're doing this extremely logically. And I've got some good news for you. 15's on the card as well. That's in the top row, and it's way over on the right-hand side. So it's an easy question then. Just shuffle my pieces of paper. Name the missing Beatle. Oh, this is difficult, this one, Martin. You won't get this one. John, Paul, George, and...
Ringo.
Gaw. Do you want to have another guess, just in case that was wrong?
Pete Best.
No, Ringo actually was the one. Pete, you're... Hang on a minute, Pete Best, you're showing off now because he was another Beatle. And you could even say Stu Sutcliffe, for heaven's sake.
You could do.
But you didn't.
Pete Best was the other Beatle drummer, wasn't he?
Oh, now you're having a go at me. You're trying to blind me with logic and science, and I can't argue with that because you're absolutely right. Right, you've got 5 questions under the belt. You're almost halfway, all on your own, Martin. How do I get rid of you, for heaven's sake? Another number, please.
5.
Five is on the card. It's the second one along on the hard row. In other words, it's just below six, which is a strange place for it to be. So another hard question. I can't get rid of you at all, can I? You're doing too well on these things. What was the name of the British agent played on TV in the late 1960s by Edward Woodward, whose associate's name was Lonely? That's a bit of TV history there. What was the name of the British agent played on TV in the late 1960s by Edward Woodward, whose associate's name was Lonely?
Callan.
Absolutely spot on. That was also the name of the programme, wasn't it? And he had a dirty Mac on or something like that, wasn't it?
Filthy.
Yes, and he used to have a go at people and beat them up, didn't he? Bit like myself, really. So that was question five. This is incredible. You've got one, two, three, four, five, six. So another number, please.
10.
10 is on the card. I don't know how you're doing this. There are three numbers, somewhere between 1 and 15, that are dead. If you pick those, it's bye-bye, Martin. You know that, don't you? The only thing is, you don't know which numbers they are, but 10 wasn't one of them. So that is the third one along on the middling row. You're going to get through this all by yourself, I can see this, and that'll bore the pants off the rest of you. Now then, name a can that a tent is made of.
The what? Tent?
Name a can, another of these can words, like Vatican and candelabra. Name a can that a tent is made of.
Canvas?
Oh dear, absolutely right. I can't get rid of him. He's haunting me. Martin from Nobury is haunting me. And that's right, of course. Canvas. Next number?
Two.
Number two is on the left-hand side of the middling row, so it's looking pretty good. Who wrote the book Dr. Zhivago? Have I got you? You don't know who wrote Dr. Zhivago. I'll give you a confession. I'd no idea until I asked the question of myself and I found out the answer. Martin is not going to get this one. And the whole of Shropshire is ready, reaching toward their telephone to dial that famous number, 811306, to take it all away from you. Martin, deprive them. Give the answer. Oh, I know what's going to happen there.
Any clues?
A clue?
Yeah.
Come
on, I've got this far.
He was a famous author.
Oh, brilliant.
Sorry, that's all I can do on the spur of the moment, Martin. A famous author. Oh dear, I think I'm losing you. 10 seconds, Martin. I've got to be harsh. Well, I haven't got to be, but I'm going to be. Who wrote that Dr. Zhivago? Oh. No, it wasn't Dennis Wheatley. Goodbye, Martin.
Bye-bye.
Tembury Wells, 811306. Who was it who wrote the book Dr. Zhivago?
I'm so tired and I've been working all week long. I'll make a move tonight. Ooh.